This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is still Governor Walker today. He fended off a recall challenge last night and in the process pushed back pretty hard against organized labor. That was the root cause of the recall, as you'll remember. Walker's eventually successful effort to limit collective bargaining rights for public sector workers as a way to control spending, he said. States, of course, aren't the only ones that see labor as a place to cut costs. Companies do it all the time. There are layoffs and buyouts and all that stuff. And we're starting to see companies offering retirees buyouts because their pension costs are too high. General Motors, GM, is offering lump sum payments to 42,000 white-collar retirees, a sign some fear of things to come. From New York, Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith starts us off.
When it comes to retired workers, General Motors is on the hook for $134 billion. That's the biggest pension obligation of any U.S. company. The buyout plan will cut that by about 20%. Wharton professor Kent Smetters says the buyout is expensive in the short run.
The advantage is that they get more certainty.
Certainty that pension plans stop weighing on profits. Company pensions are chronically underfunded, and when the economy's bad, it's harder to find cash to fill the gap.
We're pretty close to the worst point that we've been at since we've been measuring this.
John Barry is a partner at Mercer Consulting Firm, which just completed a pension study. Turns out in May, company pension funds in the U.S. were nearly $500 billion short.
These are big plans, and they've got a lot of work cut out for them over the next few years to deal with these deficits.
Barry says other companies are likely to follow GM and Ford's example and offer buyouts. What does that mean for workers?
A lot more financial responsibility.
Zvi Bodhi teaches finance and investing at Boston University. He says, unlike the companies, retirees will take on more risk and have to manage their retirement money themselves.
At Boston University, we currently have literally over 100 different investment choices. I teach the subject of investments, and I wouldn't be able to readily solve the problem of what to select.
GM is offering financial counseling to retirees affected by the change. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.